it's set 300 years in the future in a time where all live music has been banned and everything is computer generated. And the story follows my character Galileo he's a bit of a dreamer, a bit of a geek. He goes on a journey to discover the lost instruments of Queen and bring back rock and roll to the masses.
And it's told through the songs of Queen, which actually do all fit in.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of jukebox musicals where the songs feel very much kind of shoehorned into the story, but I think they've done a great job of melding the story and the music. I want to
break free. They're so iconic, they're so well known, they're so powerful as well.
Well, absolutely right. And what's interesting is there's still another 20 or 30 songs that could have been in the show. Probably, you know, worth contemplating writing a part two, because, you know, songs like This Could Be Heaven for Everyone, Barcelona aren't included. It's just astonishing how many hits that Queen wrote.
I grew up on them, my parents grew up on them, they've been around for years, and they just never get old. They're fantastic.
And the thing that I wasn't expecting or prepared for was the comedy in it, because it is, at points, it's roll on the floor laughing.
Well, you know, Ben Elton wrote the book, and I think he's kind of the perfect person for something like this, really, because to make an audience believe that we're 300 years in the future when music is banned, but we're singing all the way through, you know, you need to take it tongue-in-cheek. And to take it outside of London, I've seen the London production, which is an incredible spectacle, but there's something very special about doing it locally in places where the humour is just purely English and really hits home, you know?
The story does take a pop at things like X Factor and Pop Idol. And
ooh, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, that's where a lot of people will remember you from.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, a lot of references made to Simon Cowell. And, you know, it's Ben Elton's genius again, because there's a bit of truth in it, you know, the whole plot of set in the future and the whole thing of global soft taking over the musical world and taking over the world in general, and everything has to be cloned. And music has lost its, I guess, authenticity and live sound and feel. So it's very, very funny for me to be coming from a show like X Factor into a show that really just does take the mickey a little bit.
Well, Hearsay finished, it's like 10 years ago now. And as soon as that all went to pieces, I went straight back to my first love, which was musical theatre. And I've just been working, you know, keeping my head down and working hard at it, really. I've been in a number of productions that have been to Southampton, Love Shack and Flashdance and a couple of others. This really is the biggest tour to date for me. So it's nice to feel like you're making some progress, you know.
Every song raises the roof. Which for you is the one that makes you go, yes?
Well, the song actually that I love hearing, and when I'm in my changing room, when I'm not on stage, I turn it up on the speaker, is No One But You, Only the Good Die Young, which is sung by the character Meatloaf in the show. And it's so beautiful because we've got projections of all those amazing artists that have died young. I'm going goosey thinking about it now. And now the party must be over. And it's so well performed by Jenny Douglas.
I have a different favourite depending on the show and the audience. Sometimes it's I Want to Break Free, which is my opening number, which is just great to kind of explode onto the stage with. But also, I mean, the opening of Act Two, I have Who Wants to Live Forever, which is a beautiful duet with Scaramouche. And then the finale of the show, it doesn't get better than that. We have We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, and Bohemian Rhapsody back to back. And depending on how I feel, usually the end of the show, I mean, what singing Any Way the Wind Blows at the end of Bohemian Rhapsody is always a very special moment for me. It's just great to feel like you can get the audience involved as well. So I always try and kind of chuck the mic out to them and let them have a sing along as well.
You're obviously thoroughly enjoying it. Are you looking forward to coming to Southampton?
Well, very much so, yeah. I said at the start of the run, when they were asking me which venues would I like to do, and I said, for sure, Wales. And Birmingham, because I lived in Birmingham, I studied there for 6 years, and Southampton, because I got loads of family in Southampton. Yeah, I can't wait, and I hope, and I know the audiences who come will be satisfied, and they'll love it.